And now on Money News, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman, half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. Shop in store or online.
Yeah, Charlie Brown, good to have you on the program.
Hi, Roscoe.
I'll tell you what, can you get to the bottom of this Telstra thing for me? We've got their statement here saying they've got overloaded traffic in part of its enterprise IP network in Victoria, currently working in the process of isolating the impacted points of presence and will be reconnecting them progressively. Can you explain that in plain English?
Well, what it means is that any customers, so enterprise, which means large sort of racks of servers.
Okay, which explains Medibank Private, which explains the National Australia
National Bank.
Explain, say, the ANZ Trade Today and Jetstar as well. So all of those.
All of those are connected to the Telstra network in Victoria, and because they're having issues in Victoria, it's affecting the access for the entire country. So because a lot of those businesses, they actually have their infrastructure based in Victoria, and that's why, because the issue with Telstra is there. Even right now, people are still not able to get onto the National Australia Bank internet banking.
Okay, but it has an impact nationally, because even though the servers are based there,
it does.
It has an impact right around the country, correct?
Exactly right, because their server service is connected to the Telstra network there, and that's where the issue is. So even doesn't matter whether you're in Victoria or out of it, you can't access it.
So tell me this also, another part about this also is, what is this more likely to be, an attack on their system or just a problem? Something's broken.
Don't know yet. We'll find out about that. I think it's more something's broken again. But in the past, where we've had issues, where people have said that they've had issues with Telstra, and you know, at corporate level, they've had issues. It's been internet connectivity within the office. This is not that. This is a much, much different thing. And it's not people who are subscribing to their internet packages or mobile phone packages or anything like that. It's a very, very different issue.
That's right. So this is big corporates, isn't it?
It is. And it sort of shows the size and scale of Telstra a lot. And the issue is that, look, because they have had a number of outages in different parts of their business, the problem is that their business is so big and broad that any issue they have gets ramifications and a lot of...
And, of course, as I pointed out earlier, this is national infrastructure that Telstra is affecting right now, and that's the reason why it's simply not good enough. Andy Penn, the chief executive, said yesterday that Telstra will invest an extra $250 million in its network over the next year. Let's hope that does better than it does now. Charlie Brown, good to have you on the program, as always, my friend.
Thanks, Roscoe. Happy birthday for the other day, mate.
Oh, thank you so much.